Welcome to Backdoor Cover, a sports podcast run by two degenerates and a pussy boy.
Okay.
That's not you.
Me. No.
That's you. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dan Register.
Hey, Billy.
And Dylan Shiver.
Hey, Billy. So you call me a pussy boy because I don't bet.
That is why. Because you don't gamble.
Someone call me a smart boy for that, not a pussy boy.
Yeah, ooh, your mom.
I break even every weekend, and I'm very comfortable breaking even.
That's great. We got a lot to talk about today. A lot. Probably the most packed show we've ever had. NFL, college football, baseball. Dan's going to unload a ton of gambling picks on you. He's on fire.
Yeah, got to ride it while it's hot.
Yeah. Strike while the iron is
This could
hot.
Be the week
ride her
where
till she bucks you.
Yeah, this might be the week it bucks us, though. You're going to have to trust me on this.
That was my horse noise.
There's going to be a lot of people questioning me this week.
I think it's already started.
It's started, yeah.
I heard you're taking grenades already.
Left and trenches. Right.
Yeah.
First game we're going to discuss. Thursday Night Football. It's in about 4 hours from when we're recording. Texans versus Bengals. Bengals are favored by 5.5, but I've seen people grabbing Bengals -7, Texans +7. It bouncing around in between there. But -5.5, according to mybookie.ag, which is who our lines are provided by on Backdoor Cover. And the over-under is 38.
Line's moving down. What? Tell me the smart money's on your Texans.
There are many
38
things.
Points total. So this is a team who the Bengals scored 0 last week.
At home.
And the Texans scored
7.
7.
At home.
So they're starting the
seven.
Rookie quarterback.
Between the two of them, they have 7 points.
So if the over-under between the two teams was 7 last week, it would have been a push.
If they had
played, and this, you know what I'm saying.
Sure. Lots of things to discuss. First, Brian Cushing.
Cush.
Our boy.
Your boy. Not my boy. Suspended for PED use for the second time in 7 years.
Rightfully so. I guess he took our advice.
We talked about his need to juice last episode.
Maybe us saying that put the NFL on like
high alert.
He jumped on their radar.
They tested him because of
us.
We
better test this motherfucker because Backdoor Cover said.
We pray to God that's not the case.
Yeah, I don't want to be a narc.
I also don't want to be the guy that Cushing is coming after for ruining
his
career.
No inside knowledge. We were just suggesting he hop back on the juice.
Speaking of speculation, I speculated in 2015. I tweeted on 8/18/2015, all right, Cushing is on steroids again, and I fucking love it. And then on 11/22 of 2015, I said, pretty sure Brian Cushing is back on the juice. And what is sad about these two tweets is that they resulted in one of them, I didn't tag Cush in any of this. So he searches his name on Twitter. He's one of these guys. He searches his name on Twitter and blocks hundreds of people. He blocks anybody who makes a steroid joke, and he's notorious for this. It's been a big deal. I wrote an article about it at one point after this happened, like when I realized, because I went to check his account one day and was like, what the fuck? Blocked? But what's sad about it is I probably only made those jokes because he actually made a tackle or did something relevant on the field, because it doesn't happen very often. And he's been bad for 4 years around there.
While on the juice.
Well, at least this year he's on the juice. And it's fucked. It's a fucked up situation because he's been kept on the roster. He got a huge contract. Then he blew out a knee.
When did he get the huge contract? What year
Pre-knee
was it?
Pre-knee blowout. I think 2014.
So he was a different player at that point.
Not really. He still sucked.
Well, then what's with the huge contract extension?
Our GM is a fucking moron. Rick Smith is a fucking moron.
Brian Cushing had a nice little run for a year or two.
He was just a run-stopping,
long down.
He was a downhill middle linebacker. He's never been like a sideline to sideline.
He's highly overrated. He was kept on the roster without a pay cut, despite having clearly lost more than one step. He couldn't stay healthy. He'd noticeably be a weak link in the chain of our defense throughout multiple games in every season for the past 4 seasons. Like you'd watch him go after somebody and dive for a tackle and miss.
When a casual football fan, because it's a complicated sport.
Very, yeah.
If a casual football fan can identify you on the field as being the weak
link.
That's
not good.
That is a terrible look.
He's had that. Point is, I kind of get it. He felt obligated to juice at this point, but it's also just a terrible decision. You're going to get caught. It just feels a little bit like Rick Smith forced his hand, he felt obligated because of his contract, because of his, the fact that he's considered, they keep calling him the heart and soul of the defense. If he's the heart and soul of the defense, what the fuck is J.J. Watt?
That's weird.
Why the hell would Brian Cushing be the heart and soul of the defense? He doesn't do anything.
No.
And you, like, you ever see his transformation from his first year at USC to his second year?
Oh, my God. Went from a normal-looking human to a guy who was very clearly on every steroid at his disposal.
It's pretty obvious.
Like, he was injecting it directly into every muscle on his body and twice into each bicep. His fucking arms are ridiculous. But it's just the cherry on top of the shit season that just begun for this franchise, and it's a disaster. It's he's probably done. He's suspended 10 games starting tomorrow.
Probably for the best.
Or today, or yesterday, whatever. He's probably done as a Texan. He's probably done in the NFL in general. It's just a sad way to end your career. He went from a guy that probably would have been put in like the Houston Texans Ring of Honor, having despite never done anything, because that's what it takes to get into our Ring of Honor.
He's also losing $4 million, and that's if the Texans don't decide
to fuck him.
To fuck him on the, his
bonuses.
His
shit,
bonuses, yeah.
Which will be like 7.5
million.
Which
they have the
million.
Right to collect.
Yeah. Which they should collect.
Reclaim, yeah.
What the fuck? What, you don't just hand out free money. This isn't fantasy land.
They should, but they probably won't.
Isn't it really hard to fail a drug test in the NFL? Like,
I don't
for
know.
Steroids?
I've heard it both ways. I've heard that it's like really hard not to get caught at this point.
It's a $4 million pop.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
$4 million? Do you know how much money that is? It's $4 million.
It's $4 million.
My favorite Brian Cushion as a Texans moment was in 2012 when I believe it was a kickoff return, if I'm not mistaken, perhaps a long pass. I don't know. I can't remember. But it was playing against Cleveland. He got into an altercation with a Browns player, at which point he took off his helmet and headbutted the Browns player in the face. Problem was that the Browns player isn't an idiot, so he had a helmet on still. Busted his face open. There's blood streaming down his face all over the place. It was incredible.
That's such a like a white middle linebacker move, isn't it?
That's such a guy who's on steroids move.
Yeah, that too.
That's like what the Boz would do to somebody. You're like, what's the name of the character in the program?
The Program?
Yeah.
Was it Latimer who did
Latimer,
that?
Latimer, yeah. That's what Latimer would do. Cushing is essentially a real life Latimer.
Seat at the table.
A seat at the table.
what a movie.
A fucking psycho. That's what Cushing was his whole career.
I think he put his head like
through a
glass after that.
Through something, or yeah. Like, yeah. through somebody's front window of their car or something. Yeah.
Great movie.
That is really a fantastic movie. More Texans disasters. After 31 plays, Dan's boy, Tom Savage, is benched. When
yep.
I think he had 7 incompletions, 5 of which were drops.
Yeah.
His agent is furious about this. He's been like calling out the management and the coaching staff for the last couple days because he doesn't think that Savage got a fair shake. And to be fair, part of the problem is he doesn't realize his client is Tom Savage. He's acting like he has like some big name fucking quarterback that he's trying to get his back. No, like the guy just realized he's going to miss out on his 10% cut on the eventual payday that could have come for Savage and he's no longer going to get. But the sad thing is, now we're running Deshaun Watson out there, who's a rookie, behind one of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen. He's just going to get the shit kicked out of him.
Okay. So I let you vent.
I'm not
classic,
done. For the
classic overreaction week one.
It's not,
I'll let you continue, and then I'll just...
Fine.
I'll play the other
defend,
side.
You're going to defend Tom Savage.
No, I'm going to defend the Texans. Season's
okay.
Not over. It's not
that's,
done.
That's okay. You can.
And I'm going to defend the game tonight. It's not going to be a bad game.
Okay, Watson starting behind an O-line that just gave up 10 sacks is not ideal if he's supposed to be like our future quarterback, franchise quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you disagree with that?
That is a valid statement.
That seems like a bad spot to be in. I would rather run Savage out there every game. The season is fucked. I don't care what you argue. I saw enough I needed to see. Everything I needed to see in that first game I saw.
Deshaun's a little bit more mobile than Tommy.
Oh, my God.
Just a little. So he doesn't need as good of a line.
The ceiling for the Texans is how many wins? 5?
6. The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof. But for real, the ceiling is the fucking basement. The floor of the basement is the ceiling.
No.
All right, we had 3 tight ends on our roster last week. All 3 of them were concussed. Bedorowicz, Griffin, and Anderson. Every single tight end on the roster is ruled out with a concussion. So we had to sign a guy off our practice squad yesterday.
Again,
yesterday was Wednesday. Today's Thursday. They play in a few hours.
I will bring up again Hurricane Harvey. You have to like bring that into the account. Like they played a game when they were the fuck not did emotionally
they do the
rest
there. Of the off
season. They weren't there emotionally. They weren't there. Like, it's just a weird circumstance.
Dude, that's such
that
you should come out more fired up for your city, like put on for your city that's going through all this shit, and instead they just came out there and took a poop in their pants.
Did they actually poop in their pants?
Some of them probably did poop their pants. With that many guys, we had five concussed players. One of them had to shit a little. Don't you poop your pants when you get concussed? Isn't that a thing? It is now.
Was JJ outplayed by his brother TJ?
I don't think you can compare the games like that, but he had TJ had a significantly better stat
significant,
line.
Means individual performances. You can compare them, sure.
Then yes.
Okay.
So. Like, greatly outperformed. Didn't he have, like, two sacks and an interception in the fourth quarter?
He sure did.
Okay, Ross, just pump the brakes on the panic button. Your team's going to be fine. They're fine, though.
Like, they're not going to be good.
They're awful. They've got a terrible GM.
Well, best case is they're like, okay, their team isn't so bad.
Well, what was your ceiling before the season started?
9-7.
Okay. They're relatively around there. They're, like, 8-8, 9-7.
I think we dropped to about...
Based on what?
Based on that defense, based on the same team they have, I think Deshaun Watson's much better than you give him credit for.
Our defense looked terrible.
Oh, Deshaun Watson's going to be good.
I think Watson has looked great. I think he showed a lot of promise. That's why I don't want to run him out there behind this group of slab dicks who can't block a fucking child.
Again, I don't think week one was an indication of what this team is.
It's possible that you're right. I'm not saying it's impossible. But
it's a bad game.
With as many games as I've seen from this fucking group of people, I'm just like, I couldn't believe how poorly that went.
Just like I don't think Cincinnati's as bad as they played.
Well, Andy Dalton has those games. The Red Rocket has been known to run out and just kind of be off.
So, like, this over-under, 38, classic overreaction from everybody. They think neither of the teams are going to score. I would hit the over so fucking hard.
Then do it. Put your money where your mouth is.
I'm not an NFL guy.
Oh, I forgot. God, whatever. I already bet the under.
But why don't you bet NFL? Why don't you do that?
Because my rules, I'm sticking to my rules this season. I'm going college. I'm sticking to my one unit, and I'm just going to try to see how it's successful, if it's successful. Because the NFL, Vegas knows the NFL too well. And I think I have a better chance to win betting college.
I get that you have that personal sentiment. I don't agree that the NFL knows... I mean, that Vegas knows the NFL, but like, why would they know the NFL better than...
Because there's a million colleges that I can bet on.
Okay, I do agree there's more opportunity in the NCAA because you can find those...
I'm not betting big games. I'm betting, like, you're really obscure
crazy
football
shit.
Games. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is that tonight has the potential to be... Thursday night football is notoriously mocked as dog shit. We've seen a lot of bad Thursday night games in our time.
Before the season, the Thursday night lineup, the NFL Network's like, hell yeah, we got one.
We did it.
Texans, Bengals, maybe potential playoff teams. Yeah, we got
sort of rivals. Like, they meet in the playoffs a lot. Yeah, this could be good. No, it's fucking awful. They've scored 7 combined points in the first week of the season. And I get that, okay, worst case scenario is that it's one of the worst games in the history of televised sports.
Here's the
best case scenario is that it's not that bad.
Here's the thing. Last week, the Jets and the Bills put up 33, and they're two god-awful teams. Like, the Jets
are terrible.
Are truly terrible. 38's not a lot of points. 38 is very easy to obtain. They might hit it by halftime.
We'll see.
I'm saying hammer the over.
Honestly, I hope to God you're right. I just wanted so badly to root against both these teams at this point that I took the under.
I'd say take the Texans plus the points, take the over. And have yourself a night.
I'd say take the Bengals and take the under.
I don't think we should spend the whole podcast talking
about
the Texans.
We're going to move on from this. Other injuries in the game. Will Fuller and Alfred Blue didn't practice on Tuesday. The Bengals are going to miss Trey Hopkins. He has a major knee injury. Defensive end Michael Johnson is also hurt. Bruce Ellington is out with a concussion. They're essentially running out a bunch of scabs. That's what's happening here.
Those are NFL players, Ross.
I'm saying we just signed a dude off the fucking practice squad. All right, moving on. College football. Again, all lines here are provided by mybookie.ag. We've got two matchups between top 25 teams this week, so we're going to focus on those really quick before we get into Dan's obscure fucking betting picks. Number 23, Tennessee at number 24, Florida. The line from mybookie.ag is Florida minus 4.5. The over-under is 49.5. Thoughts on this game, Dylan?
Obviously, this is... really early in the season. I don't have a whole lot of thoughts, but I'm going with Tennessee because that's a big spread for an SEC game between two pretty evenly matched teams. I don't see Florida pulling away.
Who did Tennessee play last week? Week two?
Georgia Tech week one. They beat Georgia Tech week one.
It was Michigan. Well, first game.
Michigan was Florida. Yeah. Florida didn't play last week because of...
That's okay.
Yeah, I have Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
Tennessee beat Georgia Tech week one and beat Indiana State week two.
Two powerhouse football schools.
Right.
They had no business beating Georgia Tech, though.
I'm also going to go Tennessee plus 4.5. Okay. Just because Florida is on this perpetually sad streak.
Yeah. I mean, that Michigan team is really good. That's maybe the best
defense. You're riding the hurricane wave is what you're saying.
No.
Oh.
No, that's sick. I thought you were saying, like,
oh, Florida, they're...
No. I'm saying that, like, it feels like they're continuously letting down their fan base. And this is a big game. Florida-Tennessee is kind of, you know...
Right.
That's a big game.
I think Florida owns Tennessee, though.
Do you?
Like,
do they?
In the last, like, decade or so, they've owned Tennessee. What I think, though, is that you should stay far, far away from this game. Don't gamble on it.
Far, far away.
We have no idea what Florida is. Like, that Michigan game...
No, it's hard to tell anything from that game, yeah.
Tennessee, yeah, I have no read on Tennessee.
But you have to make a pick.
Yeah, I will. Florida at the Swamp. I'm going to ride and die with the Gators. I don't know. Just to switch it up, you know? Okay. You guys have Tennessee, you have Florida. But, yeah, I would stay far, far away from
Tennessee. Can I make a quick guest announcement or a confirmation? This is nothing to do with this podcast, but I think it's worth... Micah's going to love this. Robbie says he wants to hop on Touching Base, which is huge for us. Sorry. Now back to a regularly scheduled program.
What the fuck are you
program.
Talking about?
No, that's Robbie big is. News. It's big news.
I don't know who
just
Robbie
trust me.
Is. Is that, I don't know what...
Is that a guy?
This is Robbie from The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, well, way to hijack our podcast.
Everybody just tuned out.
Right.
Hey, I can promote a different podcast, another Grand X podcast.
That's not bad
on
radio.
On a Grand X podcast.
That's shit radio. That's what that is.
It took 5 seconds. We talked Texans for 20 minutes. My God.
This is just...
People care about...
Talk about
we,
shit radio.
Yeah, that's Thursday afternoon.
Let's just transfer over to Bachelorette here. One.
Okay.
Christ. Next game, number 3 Clemson at number 14 Louisville. You okay if we get into this? You don't have
any more Bachelorette
announcements?
Yeah, let's do it, man. I'm ready.
MyBookie.ag line is Clemson 3.5. I'm assuming that's minus 3.5.
Micah, come on.
Oh, it's all it says is 3.5 on the run sheet. Over under is 58.
Game's in Louisville.
Interesting.
Hell of a game last year.
My boy Lamar.
Dude, this one I'm very excited to watch.
This is a great game last
this
year.
This is gonna be a sexy game.
Hot.
I like Louisville plus 3.5.
At home.
I'm still a believer in Lamar Jackson. He's gonna put up a hell of points.
Clemson's just fucking terrifying.
I mean,
Clemson's terrifying, but they also have a quarterback who this is his third game in, going against the reigning Heisman winner,
Kelly Bryant Jr., who's also only thrown the ball over 15 yards in the air 5 times the entire season. So
it's been two games.
Two games.
Tom Savage has thrown the ball over 15 yards in the air 0 times in his entire life.
This comes down to Lamar Jackson versus the best defense in the country. That's what it is. It's the Heisman winner who's getting no buzz about being
a
repeat Heisman winner.
He's going to put points up.
You know what they say, defense wins championships.
Well, yeah. Also helps to have a Heisman quarterback on your team.
Yeah. He actually has better weapons than he did last year. Games in Louisville.
You know who else won a Heisman? Johnny Football.
He sure did. That's very true, Ross.
Anyway.
He's not playing right. this game, however.
Yeah, I don't think he's involved with this game. All right, so Brent Musburger once classically said, a home team getting points, what's better than that?
Nothing.
Give me the points.
I don't understand that quote at all.
We're all on Louisville,
anything
then.
Anything Brent says, I'm down with.
Yeah. Wait, have you made your pick yet, Bill? Are you on Louisville?
Yeah, I'm on Louisville, too.
It just feels right.
Fuck it. I love watching Lamar Jackson run around.
That guy's a freak, man.
He's actually been focusing a little bit more on staying in the pocket.
He's so shifty. So, it's crazy.
I enjoy when he exits the pocket.
I do, too. But I think he's becoming a more complete quarterback this year.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Let's move on to Dan's slate of games. We should call it Dan's slate of obscure locks.
The first two words of Dan's slate of games is hammer Cincinnati. I like where this is going already.
Yeah, this is a great beginning.
Scroll down real quick, Micah, so I can get all of them. There's quite a few. All right.
Oh, yeah, wow. Just a couple. There's right, a couple right, picks here.
All right. So hammer Cincinnati plus 5.5 over Miami. The defense from Cincinnati has shown enough. Miami to Ohio. Okay, Micah needs me to point out that it's Ohio. Of course it's Miami of Ohio. Cincinnati showed me enough in that Michigan game. They have a pretty good defense. They both have a common opponent in Austin Peay. Austin Peay. Miami of Ohio beat them by a few more points. That doesn't tell me anything. Cincinnati's a much better team. Take the 5.5. That line makes no sense.
Says here this line is dumb.
It is dumb. It's dumb. Just hammer Cincinnati.
Hammer.
Baylor is a mess. They benched Anu Solomon and will start Zach Smith. Duke is on a roll. They mashed Northwestern last week. That said, logic has no place in gambling. Take the Baylor Bears and the 14.5.
Oh, God.
I'm riding with Matt Rhule. All right, Cal is a home underdog against Ole Miss. Ole Miss has been in Kentucky all week dealing with their COI hearings. That's the Committee of Infractions.
So you don't want to deal with them.
They're a little distracted right now, and they have to go out to Cal. They have to go out to Berkeley for a late Saturday night game. This game's going to be on until about 3 in the morning. I would take the Golden Bears 3.5.
Hell yeah.
Home team with points.
Dude, I love the games that are like where I'm like trying to stay awake on the couch, like just, you know, pissed drunk, and I have a way too much money on the line, and I'm barely conscious, and I have no idea who any of the players are on the field. I love those games.
Do you love those games?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got another one for you.
Fuck yeah.
San Jose State. They're playing Utah. They're getting 27. I got them at 27. It's now down to 26.
Oh no.
They got shut out by Texas last week. I don't put a whole lot of stock into that because it's way too many points, frankly.
Oh God.
Give me the Spartans. Plus 27, plus 26, whatever. It doesn't matter.
You're
going to cover.
You don't put any stock in them getting shut out by a shoddy Texas defense?
No. Nope.
Dude, who are they even playing? It doesn't even say.
Logic doesn't have to make sense. Like, gambling.
It just says San Jose State plus 27.
It doesn't even say.
There's no opponent up there.
No, they're playing Utah. I said Utah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, you don't even care who they're playing. You're just taking the points because
that's
so
a lot
points.
Of fucking points. I'm going to take those points.
Oh, my God.
And Utah's not that good. All okay. Right. Kentucky, they haven't looked impressive at all. And South Carolina looks like a dark horse to maybe win the SEC East. Debo Samuel, the receiver, is fucking terrifying.
Tight name.
He's awesome.
Debo, like from Friday?
Exactly.
I'm taking Kentucky.
Micah?
I got him at plus 7.
Micah's got something out to say.
Yeah, Mizzou played South Carolina last week, and Debo is named after the movie Friday.
After the character?
Well, it's been his nickname since he was like 5. And they mentioned that fact about 15 times during the broadcast.
Yeah, you got knocked
the pulled
fuck
up.
Out.
Yeah, they pulled
you got knocked the fuck out.
They kept putting his face next to the guy from the movie and saying he's from Friday and he's running. It was...
Dude, that's weird to admit.
Craig caught Debo slipping,
dude,
though.
Duke
that being
ball,
said,
though.
He is a stud.
He is
he's
a
good.
Baller. That said, though, give me Kentucky in the points. Give me plus 7. I think it's on my bookie. It's at 6.5 right now. I'd still take it. Just give me the points.
Wow.
Fuck it. Ride with it. Purdue, plus 7.5 against Mizzou. Boilermakers are back to being average.
I'm taking every one of Mizzou's opponents all year.
I like that strategy.
We suck again.
Especially if they're laying 7.5, if they're given 7.5 to Purdue.
Oh, the Boilermakers are back, according to Dan.
You can do
Dan.
It. Cut his fucking head off.
To be an average.
Oh.
Let's just yell out, for the rest of the podcast, let's just yell out random water boy lines.
All right, we got a few more. All right, hang tough with me. TCU's coming off a huge win against Arkansas. They have a big game next week against Oklahoma State,
ooh,
where both teams can be undefeated and could have a little bit of an implication on the Big 12 moving forward. They're going to overlook this game against SMU.
Oh, come on.
They're
looking ahead, he's saying. Okay.
It's a classic look-ahead game or look-over game. SMU's going to put up points. Kenny Hill notoriously throws interceptions.
A.K.A. Trill.
Kenny Trill. I think he had the most interceptions in the Big 12 last year.
God, I hate
SMU.
Kenny Hill.
Has a ball-hawking defense that will pick off Kenny Hill in this game. They're getting 18 when I locked it in. They are now getting 19.5
on
my bookie.
You got to take that.
Take the points, obviously. Like, but if you have bigger balls
Stangs.
Than me, take the money line. SMU could win this game outright.
Just for the record, my lock of the week is TCU minus 19.5.
And
so take that as you will.
This is one of my bigger locks. Give me the points.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just disagree.
Yeah. All right. We got San Diego State late night against Stanford. I got it at 9.5. It's now down to 8.5.
I like about you.
Kind of love
the guy
these late
who brags
West Coast
about
games.
Where you got the good line.
No, because like I want to. That's where I'm hold my record to.
No, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
I get in early on Monday or Tuesday. Right, and I'm just making these bets. They're all online. They're all documented.
Sure, sure. I'm just saying, I love doing that too. Like bragging about where you got the line that's moved like a half point or 2 points or whatever.
It's an entire point. San Diego State loses by nine, I'd rather have the 9.5.
Dude, even if it's a half point, you rub it in people's faces.
Yeah. So San Diego State plus 9.5 against Stanford. This is essentially San Diego State's national championship. Take the points, don't look back. And my stay away game of the week, UCLA Memphis. In Memphis, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time kickoff. That's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for UCLA. Memphis is catching 3 at home. I wouldn't fuck with this.
Why is the timing so important here?
Because they're traveling across the country and they're playing at 9 a.m. essentially.
Super early for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Memphis could win this game outright. I just would stay far, far away from this game.
Stay far, far away.
And that is my picks for the week.
That was Dan's slate of obscure locks.
I have a lock, just one. I mentioned it for the My Bookie read, but I want to put it on the regular.
Please do. I just put mine. TCU minus 19.5.
Texas plus 15.5. That's a lot of points. They're on the road against USC. I understand that it looks like a blowout on paper. I'm telling you, it's going to be a close game. I'm not saying Texas wins.
Here's
I'm
what scares me though. Cover.
Closer than experts think.
I can feel the Texas fan momentum.
No.
From a
That's
bunch
not
of
what
angles
this is.
Here.
That's not what this is. That I. You can give me a lot of shit for a lot of things, but I am a.
You're realistic.
I'm a realistic Texas fan.
I don't disagree with that at all.
I just think Tom Herman is not going to lose by 16 to USC.
Okay. Dude, honestly, I might take it because you're so adamant about it. It just freaks me out that I know like three or four Texas guys so far that I've talked to this week have been like, dude, we're going to cover this line. We might.
I understand that they played San Jose State last weekend, and that's not a worthy adversary.
It's not a real thing.
But they shut him out. They have momentum, and they have a little swagger back, and it's going to pay off.
Here's the thing, though. Sam Darnold hasn't played the way Sam Darnold can play. So this can get ugly real fast.
I have a great stat for this game. Chris Felica from ESPN, the Bear, as he's known, says, as a dog, Tom Herman is 5-0 straight up as a head coach, having won those games by an average of 14.8 points per game.
He's a big game coach.
And including the times he was an assistant at Ohio State, he's 11-0 straight up when he's an underdog. So his teams win when they're not supposed to. That being said, I'll give my lock of the week. Texas starting a true freshman on the road at USC at night. Ass kicking.
Sam Ellinger.
Trojans.
Shit.
I mean, I don't want it to happen. Austin's a much better place to live when UT is good at football. It's just more fun.
Been a while.
They're going to get their ass whipped. So, and Sam Ellinger could be in trouble.
Have you seen in the program for USC, since they got all their wins vacated in 2005, 2006, they no longer count that loss to Texas in the program, so they're like 4-0
that
against
is
Texas.
The most chicken shit thing of all time.
A spot at the table. Oh, fuck. Okay, another news.
Like watching that movie.
Number 17, Miami, was supposed to play number 11, Florida State. That game is postponed until October 7th. I have a question raising my hand here.
Yes, Ross.
Also, UCF, Georgia Tech got canceled, same reasons.
However,
September 30th.
We just, it got canceled because the National Guard's at UCF right now, and essentially it's a refugee camp.
So is Florida still reeling here?
No.
It was cool.
Every other Florida school's playing. It's just there's a lot of refugees at UCF right now.
As a state, is a state of Florida in trouble still from the hurricane?
It's over, right? It's like they're chilling.
They have some cleanup.
Like, I know the Keys got fucked up pretty good, and there's areas that need help, and I'm
tens
not saying,
of people passed
right,
away.
But it's not Harvey. It's not
okay. This isn't as bad as it could have been.
Rick Scott had the people in place that he needed to have in place.
Let's put it this way: this isn't Florida's first rodeo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, they deal with this shit every year.
So, we've actually rescheduled the game we missed last week, though. UCF plays Memphis September 30th. Both teams canceled their non-conference games against Maine and Georgia State to make it work because it's a conference game. Got to make it work.
Well, we got something we want to talk about.
Do it.
It's very important. And it's a little something called Man Outfitters. And you might be asking yourself, what is Man Outfitters, Ross? And I'll tell you. It's what we do here at Grand X to sell awesome menswear to all of our listeners.
It is the premier online retail destination for menswear and accessories.
In the universe.
That's just a fact.
Yes, that's been approved by the FCC for us to say.
It's basically a one-stop shop for everything you need apparel-wise. if you're a man.
So we
or
go,
if you're a woman buying for a man, or if you're a woman who likes to wear men's clothes.
Yes, all of those things. Or if you're a man buying for a woman who likes to wear men's clothes.
Sure.
We go find the best menswear brands, then find their best products so that you don't have to shop as hard, and feature them all at manoutfitters.com. And we've got a special discount code just for our listeners here at Backdoor Cover. That discount code is backdoor, one word, backdoor. If you do not type it in at checkout, I will hunt you down and murder your entire family.
He will not do that.
You get 10% off your whole order. It's not an empty threat. It's 10% off your whole order if you use the code backdoor, and certain death if you do not. So go to manoutfitters.com, use the code backdoor. We got great Patagonia fleeces and sweatshirts in the mix right now. Fall is coming, or is here. I'm not sure. I don't know what season it is anymore. But it's going to get cooler, and you're going to look good if you put these fucking fleeces and sweatshirts on from Patagonia.
Check out True Grit fleeces.
True Grit fleeces?
Oh, we got a peep of that earlier in the meeting. Those things are dope.
Brand new. Arc'teryx jackets.
Is that how you pronounce that? Arc'teryx?
Yeah. They make you look like a rich person.
Oh, well, that's what everybody
If you
wants.
Are a rich person, you should already have one. If you don't, then you're a poor boy.
Even if you're a broke boy, you can still look like you're not a broke boy.
Oh, I forgot it's broke boy, not poor boy.
Yeah, it's a broke boy.
Sorry about that. Vineyard Vines outerwear and button-downs, also a ton of those on manoutfitters.com.
It's time to layer up, time to fleece up, time to flannel up.
It is.
It's fall time, baby.
And then shine.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't look like a broke boy.
Manoutfitters.com, use the code backdoor, 10% off your whole order, or death. Those are the options. We're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back for a very special segment.
All right, this is Will from the Touching Base podcast. It's football season, and you know what that means? You're drinking on Friday night. You're drinking on Saturday night. You're drinking Sunday night, and then you can't wait for Monday night. You know, but you know what you
Monday
do?
Monday night football, though.
I know. You drink on Monday night because it's Monday night football.
Oh, so listen to Touching Base.
You walk in the morning at work, and you're feeling like shit. You know what we do every morning on Tuesdays? We record. We're there for you.
We are the premier sports podcast.
No, we're not the premier
sports. Oh, we're
sports.
Not. That's
no,
not
we're
us.
The premier podcast. We don't pigeonhole ourselves. We talk about anything.
Anything goes.
Like, I don't know. We can talk about anything from Micah's sexploits in college to...
Micah's our producer.
Tailgating tips. Oh, if they're listening, they know who Micah is.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead and listen.
Subscribe.
We are back, and it is time for a very special segment called Bill's Baseball Minute.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
It's Football Thursday.
It used to be Dan's Baseball Minute. Now it's Bill's Baseball Minute. You can start the timer now. Four fans seated above the Green Monster at Red Sox versus the Athletics game were ejected from the stadium for unfurling a racism is as American as baseball sign. Giant banner down over the Green Monster. Racism is as American as baseball.
Sounds like Boston.
Apparently, they were promoting the Black Lives Matter movement.
They were all white.
I don't know how much this does for that movement. It was kind of a weird move.
It's not a very well-put phrase.
No,
it makes it sound like racism is like as
open,
cool as baseball.
It's open to interpretation, which I wasn't a fan. Well, I'm not a fan of the gesture anyway.
Sure.
But the wording behind it is like, what?
Not the first time racism has come up regarding Fenway this season. In May, Orioles center fielder Adam Jones says he was subjected to a torrent of N-words and other racist taunts at Fenway. The Red Sox later apologized to Jones. The team toughened its fan code of conduct to stress a zero-tolerance policy and impose the harshest possible penalties for violators.
By the way,
you get banned for life if you call
somebody the
N-word.
The banner people were removed from the stadium.
Yeah.
But the Red Sox claim is because they put something in the field of play. They hung it over the monster.
Right, you cannot do that.
Right, not because of the wording on the sign,
sure.
Because they were just jackasses.
That's not as harsh as like FIFA. Whenever there's like a racist incident that goes down in a fan base, they just play in an empty stadium.
Yeah.
So like baseball and no professional sport in America will ever do that because there's too much money to be made.
Well, they have to do it in soccer because they'll all murder each other.
This is true.
Like that shit is no game over in Latin America.
Micah, you have something to say?
Yeah, just to clarify, the four fans that put up the banner were neither arrested nor banned from Fenway.
They were just ejected.
They were just ejected.
Yeah.
So take of that what you will.
Anyway, interesting. Racism is as American as baseball. I expect to see that on T-shirts. The Cleveland Indians have won 21 straight games.
Which is fucking absurd.
It's ridiculous. The American League record for wins in a row. They're now 2.5 games in front of the Astros, who were recently swept by the Athletics, which is the opposite of winning 21 games in a row.
Will they ever lose again?
To win this consistently in professional baseball is really...
It's terrifying.
It's incredible.
21?
Yeah. Everything has to be going right.
This is like a are they too hot situation?
They got hot too early.
Like, because
they're gonna have, you're gonna have that conversation.
The letdown eventually of like the
towards the end of September, October, beginning of the playoffs, they're gonna be like, oh, I guess the Indians just blew their load a little too early.
21 games in a row?
That's absurd.
I've never done anything that many times in a row.
No.
So are you fading them from here on out?
I faded them yesterday and it didn't work. I might have faded them the day before that and it didn't work.
You gotta not do that.
I won't admit to fading any further back than the last 2 days, but
I think you ride them out.
Till they lose?
Yeah.
Like the Buffs?
Dude, they're getting like insane
odds.
So
they set the American League
like
record.
You can't put money on these games because they're too heavy favorites.
Really?
Like you're having to put like $380 to win $100.
Isn't 1.5 the standard line for every baseball game? Isn't how it
That's
works?
If you bet the line, but right. Betting the line's fucking insane. Like most
yeah,
people
in
bet,
baseball.
Most people bet money the line. Money lines. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, given half run. Or
but yeah, 1.5 is the standard line in a baseball game.
Okay.
But the odds will still be... you know, changed up. It's not like minus 110 or whatever. Anyway, Dodgers snapped their 11-game losing streak and clinched a playoff berth.
It's
losing
ironic.
11 games in a row is kind of impressive.
That's tough to do as well.
Especially with the Dodgers roster.
Dude, have you ever been
stacked.
On a team that's in the midst of a losing
so
streak?
They've been so fucking hot all season yeah. long. What the hell happened?
They got Darvish, right?
Have you ever been on a team, on a baseball team that's in the midst of a losing streak? It very much becomes like a mentality thing. Like, it weighs on you, dude. Like, it is tough. And good for them getting out of it.
When I was in high school, we never lost a single district game.
So that's the opposite of a losing streak.
Right.
Were you a good chemistry guy? Big locker room presence?
Well, that I just swung a big stick, too. So.
Okay.
Did you take your...
Do you speak softly?
When you were in high school, did you show people your balls a lot?
Yeah. That's a baseball locker room
thing. That's a baseball guy thing.
Yeah, you pull your dick out a lot.
Yeah, there's this guy. His name was Ian. I won't say his last name, but he always used to show us his asshole.
We had an asshole guy in our locker room, too.
I'd turn around from my locker and he'd
Adam.
Just be there bent over, like talking to me from his butt like Ace Ventura, and I'd be like, okay.
Oh, I can't tell the story
but
there was a really disgusting display in our shower one day.
Oh, no, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'll tell y'all when we're done recording.
This has been Bill's Baseball Minute.
And Dylan's Shower Minute.
And Dylan's Shower 10 seconds, yeah.
Okay, Bill. Maybe stay in your lane.
I'm sorry, Dan. I had.
Dan, last time we gave it to you, you're like, I got nothing.
Well, I didn't know I was
That's
doing
true.
It.
That's true. Last week, the Baseball Minute was 10 seconds long. This
That's
week
we
it was
it was a hot minute.
It was
Bill.
1 minute of just packed
hey, can
action.
Can I have it next week?
Yes. This week we had racism. We had a 21 game winning streak,
which we had Monday.
An 11 game like losing 20, streak
or 19.
Next week it's mine.
I'm just saying I would argue it's been the best baseball minute we've ever had. That's just my
just
argument.
Wait till mine.
I'm obviously biased.
Is that what people are saying?
That's what many people are saying.
That's what Twitter's already saying. They haven't even heard this podcast, but
exactly.
They're already saying it.
Oh God, more NFL news. Again, important to note, all of our lines are provided by mybookie.ag. Injuries. Andrew Luck ruled out again this week.
He's probably done.
That's cool. They have what's his name, Tolzien rolling
Scott
out. There.
Tolzien.
Scott Tolzien.
Dude, Scott's kick ass.
People are saying he's going to light it up this week.
People are saying that
I think
him
probably
and Frank Gore.
Probably
are
Jacoby
go out
Brissett's
going to
start, right?
People are saying Tolzien's going to break the fantasy point record.
Jacoby Brissett came in and threw like a 54-yard pass like at the end of the fourth.
I will say the only
been there for like 2 days.
The only nice thing about this season so far is that the Texans are shit, but at least we're not the Colts. They
or the
are.
Jets.
Well, fuck the Jets. The Jets are always bad. The Colts are in disarray. This is a disaster.
I don't think Andrew Luck, his shoulder is like...
At this point, they're rumors
close.
That he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, I don't think his shoulder is anywhere close to being like physically capable of throwing a football.
Dude, it's not the shoulder thing is not good. His agent came
Tough
out
times.
And disputed those claims that he didn't want to be there, but there are you don't even... Where there's smoke, there's fire.
He's just a weird guy, too.
Or there's Twitter. David Johnson also on IR. He's out 2 to 3 months.
He might be out the season, dog.
For real?
Mabes.
Hurts a lot of people who drafted him with the number one pick overall.
Oh, you have something up here. Or you don't don't have something out up here that's pretty big news.
What's that?
Odell Beckham Jr. out for
Again.
Like 6 to 8 weeks.
What?
No. That's not what he said.
No?
He's actually questionable for this week. He said the injury usually is a 6 to 8 week recovery time to fully get back, but he's going to force it. He's
okay.
going to get back on the field.
That was bad intel from Joe.
Yeah, don't listen to Joe.
Yeah, you lied to
him.
He said himself, like, it's supposed to be a 6 to 8 week recovery, but he's gonna get back.
He's going to try to rough it out.
He may even play this weekend. He may not.
Huh. Jacksonville wide receiver Allen Robinson out for the year with a torn ACL. That hurts.
Yeah.
That's not great
for
Jacksonville.
Not good for Bortles.
He good.
Not
he's
good for
good,
Bobby.
Good receiver. Eric Berry out for the year with a ruptured Achilles. That's not good.
That sucks.
That's not good.
That's
man.
Sucks.
That guy's had a tough go.
Dude,
the whole cancer thing.
Fuck me, man.
He's a hell of a ball player.
He's a warrior.
Too.
He's been maybe like most consistent college to NFL player that I've seen in my lifetime. Like, he was so good in college, and he's so fucking good
in
the NFL.
He was freakishly good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell of a safety. Get back out there, man.
Yeah, I mean, he shut down Gronk.
He'll be
week.
All right.
And I hate to say this. Maybe I'm not a doctor, obviously, but if you have that kind of Achilles issue, that doesn't that tend to linger?
Achilles?
Can you fully recover from that?
Ryan Howard never did.
It depends on the severity of an Achilles rupture.
Ryan Howard.
It's not a full tear.
Those
though.
Are usually non-contact injuries, too, and it just looks bad.
It pretty much ended Ryan Howard's career.
Supposedly one of the more painful injuries you can have is an Achilles tear
you
rupture.
You know, it killed the actual Achilles.
Mm-hmm. That was his
an
only
arrow
weak.
To the Achilles.
This is his only weak point.
Right, yeah.
His mother dipped him into a lake by his ankle holding his Achilles.
Wow.
And the dumb bitch didn't turn him around and dip him one more time so his fucking feet would be protected.
How do you hold a baby like that?
And it wasn't a lake. It was a river.
What a dumbass.
I'm correcting myself.
You're not supposed to hold a baby that way, especially not upside down.
No.
You can.
I feel like that's bad.
Babies are pretty resilient, man.
Shake a baby?
Do not shake a baby, please. We're a non-baby shaking podcast. We do not endorse that.
Is that a thing? You can't shake babies?
Yeah, you can't shake.
You
babies.
You never heard that?
No, I don't
have
a baby.
There's like signs that say don't shake babies.
Their brains are
Oh, you know what? I do remember seeing those signs like in restrooms and stuff. Like, do not shake that baby.
If you're considering shaking a baby, do not do it because it's really
shakes,
bad for them.
Two shakes after you pee. No shakes with a baby.
Correct.
Is the what they teach you?
Just hold the baby and
it's the first page in
nice
the dad books that you read when your wife is pregnant, right?
Sure.
You gotta shake the baby.
No. Oh, God. That's not how it goes.
Big Sunday afternoon game is Cowboys and Broncos.
Can't wait for this one. Cannot wait for this one.
Oh, man, this is going to be a fun one. Dallas is minus -2. The over-under is 42.
I am horny already for
this
game.
You watching this with Klein, I imagine?
Klein will be in town, and we're going to watch it together,
again,
and I'm going to give him shit.
Klein provided by MyBookie.ag. You're going to have a rager?
A wager.
Oh, a wager.
Like fuck it. I'm throwing a rager.
You got a mayor's bet?
I'm throwing a rager.
Everybody to Dylan's apartment. We're going to rage.
Dip into the cut with me, and we'll rage. What's the line?
Dallas minus -2.
Oh, I love it.
And
game is...
It's in Dallas, I presume?
That's correct.
It's in Big D.
Fuck, man. This must have gone down.
I like the boys here.
Minus -2?
That's weird.
I like the boys here.
Dude, this is a scary line for me because...
It's a very scary line.
It's in Denver.
Oh. My bad. Game is in Denver.
Okay, I was going to say, if it's minus -2 in Dallas, that would be a very strong.
Oh, okay.
This makes way more sense.
You know that Sam's a mile high from sea level. You know that.
They call it Mile High Stadium. Some people do. I like Denver plus +2.
They're saying essentially, they're saying Dallas is five points better than Denver.
I don't agree with that. I like Denver plus +2 here.
Great defense.
I watched them play last week. They look good, man. They look way
Dallas
better than I expected.
For one big reason, I'll take Dallas here. We them boys.
That is a dumb fucking reason.
We them boys.
I thought Simeon looked good. I thought their running back tandem looked good. Jamal Charles looked okay in a couple plays. He also fumbled, but
yeah, Simeon solid.
He looks good. Simeon had made some great throws. I wish we had Trevor Simeon. We don't. We have Tom Savage and
well, you have Deshaun Watson, who's the future of the franchise.
Yeah,
so
which is why we
maybe
should just he should be in a refrigerator
put a little
somewhere
on his name.
Respect. Sunday night.
Oh, I'll make a pick.
Continue.
Since I don't really care about the NFL, I will pick the Cowboys, hopefully to mush them.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I respect
to mush them.
Sunday night, Green Bay at Atlanta. Falcons minus -3. Over under 54. Pointsies. That's lots of pointsies.
Green Bay didn't score a whole lot of pointsies against Seattle.
Not a whole lot. Green Seattle's Bay. Got a good D.
At Atlanta.
This is tough because I didn't watch the Falcons play, man. So I got to be honest with you. I don't have any fucking idea what to pick here.
The Falcons look solid.
I'm going to go Green Bay plus +3. Because I feel like Atlanta should be favored by more. Ipso facto.
They're saying that they're even. It's at Atlanta.
I will also take Green Bay here. Three points.
Dan Register.
Fuck it. I'll go with Atlanta. And I'll take the over.
In the over
54.
In the Monday night game, I kind of like that. Although Green Bay's defense did look improved,
I think that was just Seattle's.
Seattle might just also be bad.
Yeah,
that's what I love about Week 2. Everything I think is just based on just this one week of nothing that didn't even. Who knows?
Texans come out and just like lay the hammer on fucking Cincinnati tonight. What are you gonna do?
I would
be bought all in.
Fucking shocked if that happened. Just saying it right now. games in like 3 hours. What? Lions Giants on Monday Night Football. Giants are minus -3. Over under is 43.5. How the fuck are the Giants favored here? Did nobody watch that game?
Again.
Week one. Yeah, I'm still going with the Lions based on just Lions plus +3. It just seems, I feel like the odds of them covering three are higher than the Giants covering three. You know, that's what you have to decide.
Stafford coming off a hot game against Arizona. It was a big win for the Lions.
Very hot game. Yeah. Threw a pick on his first throw, then threw four touchdowns.
Well, that's going to depend on if Beckham is back in the lineup or not, and how effective he is.
And how legit you think the Lions are.
Because that offense was
atrocious. And which Eli you get. Is it the okay Eli or the shit Eli?
I'm taking Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit plus +3.
Yeah. Fuck.
Based on my confidence level with Detroit plus +3, I think the Giants probably cover, to be honest.
I'm going
to
go Giants.
I'm still going Detroit, but the fact that I'm so confident in it is a very bad sign.
I'm going to go Giants because, yeah, Detroit is Detroit. And they will eventually balance themselves out.
If you're looking for a place to go place bets this weekend to get some action in on these games, mybookie.ag is the place there who provide all of our lines, also who all of us bet through. You can use the code BACKDOOR to activate your offer with your initial deposit. You'll get a 100% bonus, so if you put in 100 bucks, they match that. You get another $100.
That's $200 you're playing with.
There's some stipulations that come with that match. You can read about them on the website, mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. They've also got live betting. Yep. If a game starts and you're like, fuck, I'm slow and stupid, I was in the shower, I was taking a poop, doesn't matter. You can still bet. Go to mybookie.ag, get in on a live line, get some action down, make the game a little more enjoyable for yourself.
Use the promo code BACKDOOR for that offer.
Do it, and don't be a pussy boy like Dylan.
Yeah, don't be a
bitch boy?
Yeah, don't be a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Pussy boy. You play, you win, you get paid. Mybookie.ag. Use the code BACKDOOR. Activate that offer. All right, we've got a hotline. We have three calls this week. Our hotline number is 800-392-6344. You can call us, ask us a question, rant. Sing us a song if you want.
Make fun of us. We don't care.
No, we don't care. We will literally listen to anything you have to say.
Did that Adderall just kick in or what?
Yeah. We won't play it unless it's good on the show. But we'll listen to it on our own time.
Right.
800-392-6344, the Backdoor Cover hotline. Here's our first call from this week.
What's up, Backdoor Cover? It's John from the Tennessee area. Currently, I'm driving. Well, no, I'm not driving actually anymore. I'm just sitting in the car. I'm smoking a blunt. Took a couple of Xanax. Been a good night. Betting on Monday Night Football. Ross, I attribute all of my this to you. Before you, Ross, I didn't do anything. I didn't gamble. I didn't drink soda pop. I didn't do anything. But now, I'm smoking marijuana, drinking natural ice, and betting insurance premiums on New York Giants football games. Actually,
Ross, you ruined this guy's life.
Anyway, love you, boys. See you later.
Okay, let me, Ross, okay, before listening to you talk about your habits, this guy was sober, didn't gamble. Now he's driving and smoking blunts and drinking natty ice, and did he took a couple Xanax too? Is that what he said? His life is falling apart.
No, this is the way he should live life to the fullest.
He's going to lose all his money.
This is the way we ball.
Yeah.
Damn. What do you have to say for yourself?
I don't have anything to say for myself.
One could argue he wasn't living at all before.
Yeah.
Or one could say he had his life in order before. Now it's falling apart.
One could say he's living it to the fullest.
It's crumbling.
Shouldn't smoke blunts in your car. That just seems really... I'm paranoid, man. That's like really
easy
to get caught.
Wait, if you stack a blunt on top of two Xanax...
I didn't hear him say anything about Xanax.
He said it took a couple Xanax.
Oh,
how do
man.
You function?
A lot of downers.
For the record...
You're in a coma.
I am prescribed to Xanax as a means of dealing with... anxiety disorder. I don't take that shit for funsies. Yeah. I certainly don't.
It's not a recreational drug for you.
And my man, if you're going to do that, you got to get some uppers into the mix. Maybe throw in some cocaine.
Don't encourage more drug use.
Do not listen to this man. But
have some coke on the dashboard.
And smoking a little weed's fine. That's cool.
Yeah,
just don't do
weed.
It in the car.
Smoke weed to your heart's content. But man, don't stack Xanax on top of it, dude. Yeah. And then drink a natty ice
and drive.
What? Yeah, drink a natty ice. Have a blunt, but don't do it in the car.
Then shake a baby.
Come on,
man. And
then
shake a baby. Next call.
I feel bad for that guy.
This is Devin from the SEC area. What's up, boys? This goes out to my man, Dan Register, and his take on Georgia on the last podcast. Sonny Michael, huh? Yeah, it was a good one, Dan. Philly trash. Try Sony Michelle, but I wouldn't expect anything less from you, my man. All right, boys. Take it easy and go, dog.
Love it.
You call the guy Sonny Michael, whose name is Sonny Michelle?
Thanks for calling it from the SEC
just
area.
Just give him credit for making a fucking attempt. It's not, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, running back.
You don't know who Sonny Michelle is?
No.
Oh,
backup. He's backup to Nick Chubb.
I'm
like,
an uneducated
I'm sorry,
college
I don't
football
his,
fan.
I don't know this how to pronounce his name.
This is a known
Sonny
thing
Michael?
About me.
I didn't even hear you say that. Or I would have corrected you, but...
Yeah. Well, you were probably fucking around on your phone
yeah,
like you're doing
phone.
Right now.
Yeah, I was probably looking at news from your... I'm sorry. Ditch. I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's just inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
That's inappropriate.
Taylor's a respectable young lady.
We're going to HR? I feel like that's
unbelievable.
HR.
I'm sorry.
Hey, backcourt cover. This is your boy Jake from St. Louis. I got a proposition for you. I think it'll be pretty good for us both. If there's any time, like in any podcast, that you guys can come up with a lock where all three of you guys are on the same page and can lock it in for me, I'm gonna take that bet. But I'm gonna go on to Man Outfitters. I'm gonna use promo code Backdoor. I'm gonna buy something, and then I'm gonna take that lock. I'm gonna bet enough for the payout to cover what that cost was. All right, I feel like it'll be good on both our sides. That being said, please don't force the lock because I am not a wealthy person.
Right.
I'm a pretty poor person,
right.
as a matter
fair.
Of fact. Not a whole lot of cash coming in on this side of things. So please don't force it and fuck me. Please. Well, I'm not going to say the word, but I think we're all on the same page. Please don't force fuck me. yeah. Let me know what you think. God, I got
Let's
dark.
Not,
oh, Jake.
Let's not force fuck this guy. This is great.
Good to hear his voice again.
All right. Let's take our time. We have a full season ahead of us, pretty much. Let's make sure we're all on the same page. And maybe it's week 8. Maybe it's week 12.
We pick our spot.
Maybe
here for
it's
sure.
next week.
This is
I don't
a lot
know.
Of pressure.
It is pressure, but I love the move here.
No, you got to respect it.
So let's take our time. Let's find a lock that we all are super comfortable with.
You guys don't want to hop on Cincinnati plus 5.5?
No,
dude.
I want to watch some football. I haven't seen enough action yet to be like super comfortable with the bet.
As much fun as it would be to force Jake to bet on this Thursday night football
game. Let's
not
force fuck him.
I'm not going to force fuck the man, but I'm just saying that would have been super fun because this is going to be just a shit-slinging contest. But no, we'll pick our spot. I love the offer, and thank you for the call.
We accept your proposition.
We accept.
But just give us some time.
Yes. Dan's actively trying to find a way to waste this on this exact show, and we're not going to do that.
We're not going to impulse... force fuck this guy. So let's just wait it out.
Speaking of forcing, this is us forcing you to go on iTunes and please leave us a review along with a 5-star rating. Can you play some ominous music in the background as I speak here, please?
Sad, maybe a violin.
There's a glaring lack of participation from our listener base in more ways than one. And I've had it just about up to here.
Where?
My neck.
Okay.
Which is where I get to before I hang myself if we don't get some goddamn reviews.
We need the BDC community to come together and just hop on the fucking
website. We're trying to pick winners here so that you can get rich and buy cool shit from manoutfitters.com and give you 10% off using the code BACKDOOR and give you 100% match deposit bonus on mybookie.ag, and yet you cannot leave us a review.
We're trying to help you out.
This has to be a what is it called? A symbiotic relationship.
Sure.
We talk
we scratch
in the
your
microphone.
Back, you scratch ours.
We scratch your dick. You scratch ours. Yeah. That's what you said. Right?
I mean, if I go 6-2 this week,
somebody better buy some fucking shit. And
you
better buy some
stuff, and you better get. It should be mandatory,
or else no more picks, and no more jokes, and no more animal talk. Any animals you guys want to talk about before we get off?
Off the top of the head.
You know what I really like? Koalas.
No, those are no,
very cute, but vicious little
bit,
fuckers.
Just bitch ass little bear.
They will rip your eyeball out of the socket.
No, you're thinking of a different kind of bear.
Nope. Thinking of a koala.
No.
Go look up koala
attack
videos.
They're soft as hell,
videos.
Man. They're soft.
You're
just
thinking
like
of
you.
The stuffed animal you're given as a child.
You're soft too, just like a koala.
Okay.
Damn,
I'm soft like a koala.
Yeah.
That's.
So he's saying you're hard.
Like soft as in, like, you know, demeanor, behaviorally.
I know. They aren't soft animals. You're misinformed.
Soft.
You're an uneducated ignorant swine.
I think he's thinking of sloths.
I think he is thinking of sloths.
I'm not thinking
something.
Of sloths.
I don't know what you're thinking of, but you're not thinking of koalas. They're vicious.
No.
Please leave us a review. Shouts to anybody. Shouts to TJ Yates. Injury settlement.
Yeah.
Released from the Bills. Injury settlement. Got out of Buffalo. Good for him. Who wants to be in Buffalo? Nobody.
It snows a lot there.
Fuck, it's cold.
He got out before winter came.
Winter is coming, and he's out.
And he got paid.
He's going back to Atlanta. Going to kick it. Play some golf, he said.
Hey, come to Austin, Teach.
Empty seat right there.
We told him, Teach, you got to get up here. It's 2.5-hour drive. Well, no, it's not. I'm thinking of from Houston. Atlanta's much further away.
If you get in the car from Atlanta drive to Austin, like it'll be more than 2.5 hours for the record.
It's like a $200 plane ticket.
Unless you drive like 500 miles per hour, which we do not suggest.
I think TJ could probably get a PJ, right?
Use some of that injury settlement. Get yourself a PJ. Come on down here. Pick us up. We'll film. We'll record in the PJ.
Then we'll go to Vegas.
Bring your kid. We'll take the kid to Vegas. Teach him a thing or two about life.
How many kids does Teach have?
Uno.
Just one, huh? Good for you.
Yeah. Go to manoutfitters.com. Shop around. Do some damage to your checkbook. Use the code BACKDOOR. Save 10%. Follow us on Twitter at BACKDOORCOVER. Follow me on all social media at WRBOLIN. Follow Dan.
At Dan_Regester on Twitter. Dan Regester on Instagram and Snapchat.
Do not follow Dylan.
Yeah, that's fine.
We will be back on Monday to discuss everything that went down this weekend. Best of luck to everybody.
Especially us, Ross.
Especially me.
Especially us.
I'm down 260 right now. I need to bounce back.
You taking my picks?
I bet on the Indians two games in a row. Against the Indians two games in a row. But
do it again. Fade them. Third time.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's a charm.
It's not going to happen. I'm Texans under tonight. That's my lock. If you listen to this in time.
Take the over.
Good for you. If they've already put up 68 points and I sound like an idiot right now, that would be really unfortunate.
You're welcome.
Are you still playing the ominous music? No.
You can cut it off. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're done here. We're going to leave now.
Maybe I should just play throughout every one of our podcasts.
Just the saddest, like a violin, like the shit that the Germans played after World War II ended.
I'm just Danny Boy again.
Or we get back into Danny Boy. That's a great song. That's a sad song.
Danny Boy.
Yeah. Goodbye.